This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Massachusetts lawmakers over the last 2 days have failed to agree on a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. They're under pressure to do something since the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled last week that gays have a constitutional right to marriage, not just civil unions. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Just last week, gay rights activists were celebrating a court decision they thought was almost too good to be true. Yesterday, they spent hours standing vigil at the State House trying to protect that court decision from being overridden before they even had a chance to walk down the aisle. Hundreds of gays and lesbians and their supporters jammed into the marble hallways of the Massachusetts State House and chanted for 12 straight hours, all within earshot of lawmakers debating whether or not to ban gay marriage. By the end, lawmakers rejected one proposal and blocked voting on another. At midnight, gay rights lobbyist Arlene Isaacson told the crowd they had just won a reprieve.
And so, we have managed so far to dodge several bullets. And that doesn't mean we're going to win at the end of the day. But it's sure a hell of a lot better to be alive at the end of the day and have dodged all those bullets.
The first of those bullets would have simply killed gay marriage. It would have allowed for civil unions, but would not have required them. That was voted down. The next would have also killed gay marriage, but would have mandated civil unions with all the protections of marriage. Ultimately, that was opposed by an unlikely alliance of conservatives who think that civil unions would go too far in treating same-sex couples like married people, and gay rights activists who say civil unions wouldn't go far enough. Gay rights attorney Mary Bonato says any civil union measure would relegate same-sex couples to second-class citizens.
Now what it looks like is they've taken out their knife, they've taken our loaf of bread and cut it in half, and they're throwing half of it away. This feels discriminatory.
Ultimately, gay rights activists were able to keep that civil union proposal from coming to a vote through a combination of behind-the-scenes parliamentary maneuvering and an old-fashioned filibuster.
As we contemplate our vote, I thought it would be prudent to reflect upon the remarks from this Sunday's newspaper by Peter Gomes, and I will share those remarks with you.
The delay tactics infuriated lawmakers who'd been hoping to pass a compromise. About 24 walked out of the chamber in protest and began chanting from just outside the chamber.
Civil unions for same-sex couples are established here under...
After the session, many lawmakers like Democratic Representative Colleen Gary expressed frustration at what she called political gamesmanship.
People were afraid of what the results of the other votes were going to be, so they ran out the clock. Well, we'll have our vote again in March, and the people will have their opportunity from now to then to contact their legislator and tell them again which way they should vote and to make sure that there is a vote.
Legislative leaders say they will continue to work toward a compromise that might pass when they reconvene in March. The House Speaker issued a statement saying no one should expect that decisions of this magnitude would be made casually or quickly. Indeed, the debate around gay marriage has been both passionate and personal. On the one side, members like Democratic Representative Elizabeth Malia said it was embarrassing to talk about, but as a lesbian, she says, she implores lawmakers to, quote, do the right thing.
Look at our institutions and make those changes we need to make life equal and sometimes just a little bit less painful or a little bit less lonely. But please, do not carve in stone a status that is less than equal.
On the other side, Democratic Representative David Flynn declared his opposition to gay marriage, even though, as he said, his decision was causing a painful falling out with a close member of his family. Flynn said he felt compelled to vote his conscience.
I lost a member of my family last night because of my vote. Sometimes you have to do what you believe, regardless of the consequences.
Ultimately, the question of gay marriage will go back to the voters. Any constitutional amendment passed by Massachusetts lawmakers would have to be passed again next session and would then have to go to voters on a ballot question. The soonest that would happen would be 2006. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.